Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show on WMAL.
Okay, let's talk. What does happen in a seven-month window when you're trying to get ready, or 4 months, 3 months, 2 months, or a month before you go live? What actually occurs? First of all, when you are trying to get your house ready, you start with a plan. What is it that I need to do to get ready so that I can make money? So a walkthrough for me is to tell you, here are the things that I would do. Looking at the integrity of your house, where can we put a dollar and get $2 back? That initial qualified conversation is meant to give you the prescription to think about, even so maybe you're 2 years off, as I've met with some sellers this year who are moving into a retirement community that is being built and extended. And they said, hey, we want to get a jump start so we can enjoy some of the improvements we're going to make. So they're not going to move until 2020, possibly 2019. So walking through telling them, go ahead and spend money here. No, don't do that. Where they thought they should put in windows, they're only going to get 40% back on the improvements in the windows apart from what they save on their monthly energy bills. Do they replace the roof even though the roof doesn't leak? No, don't do that. There's money that people will put into houses, assuming that it will make them money. So if you bring us in, we'll guide you in what to do. Let's pretend you're thinking about the spring of 2018. We would come in, we would give you our thoughts on where you are right now. But in terms of what specific features in the house or what colors to paint, those kinds of things, that's for our stager to come in. So pretend with me. We walk through with you. You decide you want to work with us because we tell you what we do. We come up with a fair market value for your property currently, and we tell you about how much you're going to need to spend getting the house ready. You hire us, recognizing that we're not going to go on the market immediately. We put into our agreement at that point up front, it's at the seller's discretion solely when this house is going to go up for sale. Okay? All right. So then we get together with the idea we're going to shoot for February. Maybe it ends up rolling into April. Maybe it rolls into the following year. We don't know. Or sometimes it moves up a little bit because you're moving to a retirement community, an apartment becomes available, but now you're ready. And it's all about helping you become ready. Because the I'm not ready yet is so commonly heard. It's common for all of us. We all feel like that. I just moved in. I feel like I've only been here for 5 years and you've been there for 10, or you feel as if you still have more time, more golf you want to play before you move to Florida. You know, you can only play golf every day down there. How can we get you ready? We can tell you how much your house is worth. We can formalize a relationship, recognizing we're not going to go live until you tell us that you're ready to go live. But in the interim, we'll bring our stager in to tell you what colors to paint, what color to do the hardwood floor if you're going to refinish it, how to fix up the outside of the house in a way that makes sense, possibly replacing a countertop, what kind of granite makes sense based upon what kind of wood you have in the kitchen, those kinds of things. And we provide that service to our clients really just because they're our clients. So guide you on getting ready. Get the exterior focused on first so we're ready for photos in September and October. Get one of those crisp fall days where the sky is a deep blue, the grass is lush and green, but the leaves haven't quite changed. And take your pictures then. And the house faces east. Come out at 8:30 in the morning. Take the pictures of the front when the sun is perfectly on the front. And when it's on the south, don't take it in the middle of the day, even though it faces south, if you've got any kind of eaves over the front, because it'll shadow the front and make it look like a death house. I don't like houses to be shadowed any more than you do. So if you're a buyer and you're looking for a house, you want a light that looks like, you know, the angels reside there. You know, you can hear the singing as that beautiful picture shows. Very important to consider timing when you take photos. So getting the house ready to come on the market is a process of photos at the right time, exterior work, preparation of the inside, downsizing. We can guide you through what to do, which contractors to work with, how to go through the process of writing up good script and then using the quiet listing, a means of communicating what it is you have to offer before you put a sign or a lockbox on the door. Oh, I love this. I love this. It's so normal to think that there's one way to sell a house, because most agents think in a box. I got to sell it a certain way. But there isn't one way to sell a house. And there isn't one way to tell people. There are really good real estate agents who are exceptional at marketing themselves and really pretty much average at selling real estate. Okay? Let me say that again. There are really exceptional agents out there who are great at marketing themselves. They're exceptional marketers of their own name, but they're not necessarily exceptional at selling real estate. You just know who they are because they're always out there doing something to put themselves in front of you, but they're not necessarily the best real estate agent. So how do you know which agent to hire? We created in the Market Ready Guide 10 questions you can ask an agent before you hire one. You can download a copy of it on my website or request a free copy and we'll mail it to you. It's a part of the Market Ready Guide. And I came up with these 10 questions because there are, again, there's just, you don't know if you haven't sold a house in 15 or 20 years or even in like 10 years, things have changed so much in 10 years. It's just dramatically different. You want to hire the right person. So choosing your real estate agent is a lot like choosing your wedding planner when you're getting ready to get married. You know, if you want Fritz Krieg, who's going to run your show like a, you know, a German floral show, then fine. If you want to hire Rafa, who's going to run it like a, you know, Rastafarian Jamaica show, that's fine. That's the way you want to do it. Totally cool. You need to decide who's going to sell the product that you have to offer and communicate the value of that most effectively. The price is what somebody pays. The value is what they get. Somebody can sell you on the value of hiring them. That's good. Let them sell you on the value of your house. You're the owner of the property. Have them sell it to you. When you interview them, tell me why you think my home is worth what you're suggesting. Help me understand as the seller why you came up with that price. Ask that question. Put the agent in the position of having to defend the price that they come up with and convince you that it is the right price, because by golly, they're going to have to do the same thing with the other real estate agent if the other agent calls in and says, hey, this price is too high. Well, either the agent's going to say, well, yeah, you know, you're right, and I told the seller it was too much, which is a complete breach of fiduciary duty by that realtor, or they're going to say, really? I'm curious. How did you come up with your price? Because I came up with a price that was higher than what I'm asking, right? You got to have confidence that the person who's standing at the gates letting people into your home is going to convey the message and sell the value effectively. Very, very important. The Market Ready Guide, I give you the tools to choose the right realtor before you go live. The Right Sizing Guide, I give you the tools and how to think about getting rid of stuff. So, getting ready for the spring of 2017 should start now. Don't be afraid to, in fact, let me repeat that, but in the positive, step out. Start the process now. If you want to talk to a few agents, do it now. Start the qualifying. Start the questions. Get the decision made early on who it is that you want to be your real estate agent in your sale. It's okay. It's good. It's better. Because the price, frankly, folks, is the last thing you're going to consider before you go live. Sure, I sit with my clients now and I tell them, hey, this is what I would ask if we were on the open market right now. But I put into my listing agreements the price, whatever the price, will be decided again just prior to going live. And that's up to my clients. I'll give them information. Where are the comps? What's the direction of the market? I think the market's going to be bullish into the spring of next year. And I think prices are going to go up. And I think it's going to be a good market to sell real estate. I also think that the market's going to continue to remain fairly robust the rest of this year because interest rates have been creeping up little by little. As they creep up, it puts people on notice, I better buy now. That's a good thing to push buyers off the edge. We've been 10 years in a trough, 10 years in recovery in most places. D.C. has been the exception. It's at all-time highs. And I say D.C., I mean Washington, D.C., and maybe a few areas right on the edge of Washington, D.C., downtown, Alexandria City, you know, parts of Bethesda and Chevy Chase and Arlington. So now's the good time. Now's the right time to get yourself ready. Okay, that's all I want you to know. And don't worry if you're one of those people listening, you think, Stuart, I am not going to do anything to get my house ready. I'm going to sell it as is. Don't worry, I've got information for you too. It's called the As Is Guide. You can't download it on the website, but I'll mail it to you free. Call us today at 800-900-9104 to schedule your appointment and or go to ericstuartgroup.com. More to come. Don't go away.